With Colorado Senator Democrat Michael Bennett.
Was Edward Snowden a traitor to the United States of America?
Senator, I will also repeat my answer. He broke the law.
You said earlier that you were offended by a question that my colleague from Kansas asked, which I think was his duty as somebody on this committee to fulfill his responsibility to advise and consent. We are not here to be a rubber stamp for the President of the United States. So let me ask you again, do you believe, as the chairman of this committee believes, as the vast majority of members of our intelligence agencies believe, that Edward Snowden was a traitor to the United States of America?
Senator, have confirmed this as Director when the rubber of National hits the Intelligence.
Road. This is
I will
this
work
is not,
with you to make sure that there is not another
moment
Snowden
for social
likely.
Media. It's not a moment to propagate conspiracy theories, or attacks on journalism in the United States. This is when you need to answer the questions of the people whose votes you're asking for to be confirmed as the chief intelligence officer of this nation. As my colleague said, this is not about you. It's about the people that serve the intelligence agencies of the United States. Is Edward Snowden a traitor to the United States of America? That is not a hard question to answer when the stakes are this high.
Senator, as someone who has
your
served
answer,
in
yes
uniform.
Or no, is Edward Snowden a traitor to the United States of America?
As someone who has worn our uniform
in
combat, I understand how critical our national security
is. Apparently you don't. Apparently you don't.
So that's Democratic Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, echoing questions from other Democrats and Republicans. There was a kind of consensus here. And Tulsi Gabbard repeatedly refused to call the whistleblower Edward Snowden a traitor. Chip, we just have 2 minutes. For those who aren't familiar with this case, but also what this means if she were to become the Director of National Intelligence, or if it's going to be the basis on which she's voted down.
Well, first of all, I want to say that Senator Bennett's performance was worthy of the House Un-American Activities Committee. Edward Snowden is not a traitor. He is a patriotic whistleblower. Treason is the only crime defined in the United States Constitution. It is defined incredibly narrowly. Edward Snowden has never been charged with treason. He has been charged with unauthorized disclosure of national defense information. Edward Snowden worked with journalists who won Pulitzer Prizes to expose the illegal, unconstitutional mass surveillance programs of the National Security Agency, which were targeting U.S. citizens and others. In spite of the claims that these were foreign counterintelligence programs facing outward, Snowden showed conclusively the NSA, working with the FBI, was being used to engage in the bulk collection of Americans' metadata and was abusing other surveillance programs to access Americans' communications and get information about them. One of the results of Snowden's disclosures was the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals found one of the programs he exposed.
We have 30 seconds.
To be illegal and likely unconstitutional. Someone who exposes the violations of Americans' rights is not a traitor. It is a betrayal of the oath of office to violate the Fourth and First Amendment rights of Americans.
A man who many consider a hero across the political spectrum, Dan Ellsberg, before he died, said that Edward Snowden is Dan Ellsberg. Chip Gibbons, I want to thank you so much for being with us, journalist, policy director of Defending Rights and Dissent, where he's advised multiple congressional offices on reforming the Espionage Act, currently working on a book on the history of the FBI. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org.
You've got your radio dial set to WRCT Pittsburgh. Broadcasting from the beautiful campus of Carnegie Mellon University. You can also find WRCT on the internet at WRCT.org.
Crops are rolling and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled and their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to that Mexican border to pay all their money and wait back again. Y María.
Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. The vocalist you just heard was Joan Baez, who the name of the song was Deportee. That was a Woody Guthrie song. It was, let me do the math. It was about a plane crash that occurred almost exactly 76 years ago. Some things don't change. The background that might explain some of the lyrics is Woody Guthrie wrote it after reading about the plane crash in New York newspapers and noted that the list of the dead were limited to the flight crew and a security guard. No mention of the other people. So, what are we going to do today in Pinckney Hall? Something strange is going on here. I don't know what's going on. I hope that you're not hearing music in the background that I'm not playing. Don't know how that would be happening. Anyhow, what we're going to do today is play popular songs. Well, I think I'm going to play one song that never made it on the top 40, but it's worthy of playing anyway, but that have interesting and good trumpet parts. That's what we're going to do. It's not going to be all about plane crashes today. We're going to it's going to be all about trumpets. Before we do that, I'm going to give you a couple of public service announcements. Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. Parents understand how migraine impacts your children's ability to learn. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Learn more at migraineatschool.org, sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients. Kenny Joe used to have migraines, and he got rid of them by a novel method that I am not going to describe over the air. Let's see, we'll give you another medical one as long as we're in that territory. 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. Even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There is no excuse. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Okay, those are your PSAs for the day.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet, when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Thank you.
Let me tell you what was in that last set of songs with good trumpet parts. First of all, we had Johnny Cash doing Ring of Fire with his mariachi horns. That was from a compilation. As a matter of fact, almost all of this was from a several compilations. After that, and I apologize for missing the trumpet introduction, Dusty Springfield doing Wishin' and Hopin'. That was from the very best of Dusty Springfield. And then we had a short little song from Al Hurt. That's I was going to say that might be one of two or three instrumentals we play today. I'm not quite sure what we're doing after this. Anyhow, the name of that song was Java, and it was a very popular song back in the day, sometime in the 60s. I'm sure it was at least in the top 10. Might be the last trumpet instrumental that was ever in the top 10. And then last but not least, we had the one song that was never anywhere near the top 10 that we're going to play today. That was Postcards from Italy by Beirut off of their first CD, The Gulag Orchestar. You might not be aware of this, but we have a new schedule here at WRCT. We kind of follow the academic calendar here, and for the spring semester, or the spring, I don't know if they have semesters, trimesters. It's been so long since Kenny Joe was in an academic institution himself that he can't keep up with this. But anyhow, the spring schedule has officially started here at WRCT. So if you want to hear the whole if you want to see the whole schedule, it won't speak to you, go to wrct.org and you will find it there. But in the meantime, to tempt you, I will tell you about a couple of programs, one of them relatively new and one of them that's been around for, I know it's been around for longer than Kenny Joe. And that's one I'll tell you about first. The Saturday Light Brigade. The Saturday Light Brigade features a blend of acoustic music, puzzles, on-air phone calls, community interviews, and live performances from both youth and adults, all in a relaxed format that's fun to listen to. Turn into the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. I thought that was my job. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from 6 to noon at WRCT Pittsburgh. And then on Thursday nights, we have Sango. For guidance through the universe of vibrations, we will be your shepherds. Sango, Thursdays at 7, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, back to the trumpets.
Say that I won't be home anymore, cause something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped for the night, and that is when I saw her. As I pulled in outside of the small motel, she was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa. Okay. as we were dancing closely. All of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. For I was only 24 hours from Tulsa. Only one day away from your arms. I do, and I can never, never, never go home again.
No more. with a voice like Dallas ringing out, there's no way the band could lose.
Cheerleader.
Okay, in our second set of trumpet songs, we have Cheerleader was the last song. That was done by Ami. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I think he released that, but I think before 2010. And it was a little bit of a hit. In Jamaica, it was probably a big hit. But more recently, Felix Yen remixed it, mostly adding a trumpet part. And that became a big hit. Ami with a Cheerleader. Not only was it was a big hit all over. Anyhow, before that we had Stevie Wonder doing Sir Duke from Songs in the Key of Life. The Sir Duke refers to Duke Ellington, who was not a trumpet player, but a band leader and a piano player. However, there is a shout out in the song, I think, to Louis Armstrong. I think I heard that. And I'll try to play something by Louis before the show's over. Now the next two songs have made Kenny Joe worry about his memory. Barbara George did I Know. That was a 45. And the memory problem there is I always thought of that as the one popular 45 where the trumpet soloist was identified on the label. But at least in the one I played, that's not true. Could that have been another song, or was it just another label? Anyhow. And then Gene Pitney did 24 Hours from Tulsa. And the issue there was I was talking with a friend of mine who knows quite a bit about music, and I mentioned when I was going to do this show, and he said, oh, trumpets, you going to play any Burt Bacharach arrangements? And I said, nah. But there it was. I should have recognized it. That was a Bacharach David production, 24 Hours from Tulsa. Okay, enough of that. What do I got to do now? Oh, I know. I need to tell you about one of our fine underwriters, and then I'm going to play you some. We're going to break the trumpet thing and play some new music. But WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies and wings, salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. Okay, so yeah, hope we have some. Oh yeah, we do. Or do we? Do we have any new? Yeah, I think we got some new music lined up here. We'll hit the button and you'll hear it.
I know you got your phone in there because you're talking to Gray. I'm going to try again.
said you'd be true. Lord, I feel just like a fool, still hanging here with you. You just another kind of blues, and somebody's gonna lose. You just another kind, another kind of blues. What were you thinking, baby, when you tried to play me? I'm not an airhead, baby. Trying to play me for a fool. You're just another kind, another kind of blue. You told me you loved me. You said you'd be true. I'm not an airhead, baby. Maybe it's you. I think it's time for me to make a change. Trying to play me for a fool. You're just another kind of blue. Well, gave you my money and all of my heart. Ooh, all of a sudden, baby, you're gonna start acting real funny.
Thank you.
your Friday morning dose of new music. The last song we played was called Ukulele. Hey, it's a tongue twister. I should have practiced this. Ukulele Lady by the Fall Guys. That was off of the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2025. That still says weird. 2025. Here we are almost at the end of January. Yeah, that was off that release. Before that, we had Frankie doing Visions. That was the title track from the Visions CD. And we started the set off with Zakiya Hooker doing Another Kind of Blues off of her CD. I don't know if I trust this here. It says on the thing here, In the Mood, but hold on, let me check. I didn't think that was right. I mean, I'm sure it is on a CD called In the Mood, but this particular one was a recently released CD called Blues Man's Journey. Zakiya, of course, is I shouldn't say of course, but she is the daughter of John Lee Hooker. Okay, we've got time for some more trumpets tunes. I don't think I have to tell you anything else. I sort of promised a song from Louis Armstrong, so we'll do that next.
This is Louis, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, darling. I can't tell, darling. You still blowing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas. Find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never go away again.
Those are two bonus trumpet tracks for you. First one was Louis Armstrong doing his version of Hello Dolly, and that was followed up by Hugh Masekela doing the title track off of collection Grazing in the Grass. So that's going to do it for our trumpet players today. Let me go back and correct something. Al Hertz Java, I think I mentioned it, was in the top 10 at one point. Nah, I never got above 12. Never got above 12. And as long as I'm talking about it, I should have also mentioned that it was an Alan Toussaint song that was, he wrote it and recorded it many years before Al Hurt played it. But okay, now, what am I going to tell you? I've got a couple minutes here. Oh, I'm going to tell you what's the next time I'm on the air, it's going to be Friday. It's going to be February. At least I got the first letter right. And I'm going to tell you what you can expect in February if I don't change my mind. Next week, we're going to play songs with notable guitar parts. Now, that's a lot different than trumpets because, 50% of everything, that's recorded in this country has a guitar part. But I'm going to try to find the ones that really make a difference. And then on the 14th, well, that's Valentine's Day, so we'll probably play love songs then. It's traditional here to celebrate John Fahey's birthday, so we'll probably do a John Fahey show on the 21st. And then it's also traditional here in Pinckney Hall to celebrate Mardi Gras, so on the 28th we will play New Orleans music. And that's my February. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Zombo's up next. You are tuned in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Just put my face round the door. Next time I look. Shavari.